Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the crime of the season.
Crime club, crime.
Where morals die with these crimes. Tell them to me easy.
Club, crime, club.
And then I'll try to understand. You tell me of those crimes in foreign lands. All fucked up shit at home. It's the crime of the season for Rollins.
Yeah, it's the climax of Series 5 of Crime Club. I'm Abstract Sexy. Here are some AKAs that didn't quite make the cut of this series. AKA Emil Pesky, AKA Emil Spliff Pro, AKA K Lord Navas, AKA Clarity Abundance, AKA Kyle Minogue, AKA Indiana Crones, AKA Sexy Devastating, AKA Sports Sexual, AKA Greenwich Borough's Foremost Polymath, AKA Southeast London's Most Abstractly Sexy Man. Let's have one last dance with Pirate and Dodgy Dave.
Honey, honey, me and you. Let's do the crimes we like to do. Do a little crime, make a little club. Get down tonight, Jack Bowen's right. Do a little crime, make a little club. Get down tonight, Jack Bowen's right.
There was a guy down in Cornwall, he had a tattoo shop, right? And he fucking... He owed my pal money, he owed me money. And I was with my pal that day, actually.
Oh, you're going to have a right job out in this.
Gary on my wayward club.
I would never get involved when anyone else owes me, owes my mates money to owe me money. It's nothing to do with me, it's just if someone owes me money, they owe me. I'm not getting involved in if you owe him, he owes him, who owes me. It's just you owe me, it's not him. So anyway, I'm down there with my mate. It's on the off chance. He's going, nah, he said, he's got something you want to look at. So I go there. He's got a tattoo shop. Fucking hell, right? Take me up to his flat. He's got a fucking snake. Fucking, oh, I hate snakes, right? He's got a snake enclosure, probably, what, 10 foot, 3 metres? Length, right?
No,
by about a metre in depth, right? These fucking snakes are in there. I'm like fucking shitting myself because I don't like them. The way they can move their body scares the shit out of me. Anyway, my mate goes, go on, show him. With him, he just goes in, look, into the tank, I think he's going to get out or something. He pulls out, fucking pulls out a sword off, pulls out this other thing. It's about 6 inches, like that, right? It's got stamped on it, US military prototype. It's got stamped on it, right? Then he gets out this other thing, right? So it's like two parts. These fucking thing looked like a lightsaber, right? And what it was is you had this bit here, and this was the firing pin, and I had a little handle on it, like a little switch. You press down, that was safety catch, and then to take it off. At the bottom was the firing pin, which you pulled to load it, and then you press the button on the actual thing. But you had the other bit, and in the other bit you put a cart in it, a shotgun cartridge, and you screwed it together, and you held it like that and went to load it with the firing pin, safety catch off, bang. And I've gone, does it work? He's gone, yeah, he's undone a Velux window, mate. He's gone, out the window, right? I'm going, what the fuck? I've gone, let me borrow that.
He went, let me borrow it.
Yeah, I goes, let me borrow that. He goes, yeah, but I want to get it back. I went, of course you will.
What did you want to borrow it for?
I didn't want to borrow it, I was fucking having it, right? I didn't care if he said no, I was having it that night. So I takes it off him, fucks off of it, I rings up fucking, a Cockney guy I know. I bumped into him in the daytime. I said, I've got a thing you may be interested in. Anyway, he comes around his house where I had it at someone's house. And he comes round with me, right? Pull for it out, gloves on. He's going, that's the fucking sickest thing I've ever seen. He's going, how much room for it? I said, six bags. He goes, it was £6,000. And he goes, I'll ring a few people. He said, but that is fucking amazing. I said, think. I'll look at a salesman. I'm going, you can transport it around in the tool bag. You want to know what it is?
This first bit, it was a shotgun. The first bit, okay. Look,
I'm not a gun expert. I don't work for fucking Heckler and Koch, but this thing is a prototype of the American Army. This thing was amazing, right? So he's going, oh, ring around. And then.
So you've just had me off for £6,000 worth of
fucking. No, I'm selling it for £8,000 to some cunt up in Liverpool.
The thing is, in jail, smackers,
yeah,
they're fucking good people to know because they just can fucking get their hands on anything.
Yeah.
They're like the fucking great.
They're Fagans.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? And they just can work any angle
and
get anything and whatever. Oh, yeah, they know everyone. They've been in and out, whatever, in all the schools, whatever. They've got every angle sorted and.
Yeah.
You gotta watch your pockets.
They do.
Like they somehow.
Oh, they're on the show, Joe. Yeah, so, but yeah, you don't pay them for it.
So fucking on the ones, yeah. So ones is ground floor, so they put fucking old people in there. But one of my mates, he was on the thing. He had MS. Shout out, fucking. I don't want to say his name, but like, I hope he's doing well. Do you know what I mean?
Because he knows who he is.
He was fucking ill, yeah. And he was smashing it in there. He was earning, no joke, he was earning about £5,000 a week whilst in jail. He's on his third 9-year sentence for fucking smashing. He's like a big fella in the drug game, yeah, some Brummy guy. He's like that. He's like big bald glasses. He's like, I know what you're thinking. I look like a lot.
He's like a lot.
Anyway, fucking really funny guy. Like, well educated in that. And obviously he smashed the fucking drugs. And his job on Twitter was a recreational events coordinator. Like, obviously just like smashed the fucking. Anyway, he had some nurse bringing in loads of phones, like loads of phones. They had it on lock, bringing loads of money. Anyway, he couldn't use his hands properly. I ended up fucking bagging up all this spice and that for him, and he would give me a drink for doing it. And the fella next to me, he was about 80 years old, yeah, blind as fuck. Bald, boss eye, walking down the fucking landing, like 1 foot turned in and that. And one day I'm next to him in the toilet, it's like that, and I was like pissing, and he's got a fucking cock like a baby's arm. I'm like, whoa, but he's got to put this fucking this thing in it to piss, like a fucking catheter thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, mate, just up his fucking jap eye. Like, but admittedly, his jap eye is like the size of my fucking leg.
Like your mouth.
It's I swallowed it, and I'm like, what the fuck? Anyway, I've gone in next door. I said, what's he in for, like that? And this old fella, yeah, he's in for, like, fucking got caught with, like, 2 Desert Eagles, like, 40 fucking rounds of ammunition or whatever.
He's an assassin.
Yeah, mate.
Who's he going to shoot, though?
Yeah, mate. So basically, yeah, exactly, mate. Boss, I saw one that you'd want to stand behind him and shoot over there. Yeah.
Put your hands up.
So basically, what it is, he was from Cornwall. And his missus got involved with some fucking junkie. He used to beat her about and that. And he obviously has these fucking guns. God knows how he knew him or whatever. Buried on his land or whatever and fucking threatened the boyfriend. So look, you fucking search my daughter again. I'm going to fucking end you. And he got grassed up and then caught with it. And was doing like, I don't know, I think he got like a 6 or something. But mate, old as fuck, blind as fuck. Felt really sorry for him.
What darkest days gone. Right? When I fucking, I think it was probably the... But the 5th or 6th key I'd ever got rid of, like in gloves. One of my pals rang me and he went, look, I know this guy that wants a thing down in Cornwall. And I went, well, is it cash or what? And he went, yeah, it's cash. He said, look, all you've got to do is get a drop. When is that kind of money you're giving to a driver to drop? And I was just starting off, sick parents, I'm calling my mate, I have, right? And we drive down, on the way down, I'm fucking sniffing, I'm off my head, I'm throwing sniff at my mate's face, we're off the car, fuck me, it was like, it smoked talcum powder everywhere, like, that's how bad it was, right? And then he gets to this house, meets this guy, gives him the thing, he has a look at the work, he goes, yeah, sound, yeah, I'll have it, he goes. And I just looked at him, he went, where's the fucking money at? He goes, oh, no, I'll pay for it next week. And I went, no, mate, you fucking pay for it now, you silly little cunt. I said, that's going out this door. And I said, you're getting a kicking because I took all the risk of coming down here. He went, oh, leave it with me, let me see what I can find upstairs. He's gone, we disappeared, mate. We're sat in the kitchen with his mum, who's about 90. This guy was about 60. I'm thinking, I'm going to have to batter his mum as well.
Crime club.
And then he comes back down and goes, yeah, I've just found this. He's going, he comes back down and I'm like, fucking, I think down there, he's getting rid of it, but fucking... 40,
yeah, it goes 50
bags,
we're
getting a lot of money down there. We'd cut it as well.
Did he come down with the full money though?
Yeah, he could. He found like 50 grand
in his house.
There's a chance like that get blacklisted after a couple of times.
Or, no, you're like, fucking. His knees ain't got off. Daddy, you fucking owe me money, cunt. 50 grand, that's a lot of money, mate. At the beginning, I had a conscience. I was like, I'd never sell heroin, I'd never smack heads. I'm contributing towards it. And then I just thought, fuck me, money's money at the end of the day. And then what opened my eyes was, there was a guy, I was flying past Barnstable. He was in Barnstable and he owed money. And he said, oh yeah, I've got it, just turn up here, I'll give you it. So I was going up the Liverpool way, and so I've gone in, I fucking stopped off, it was on the way, I picked some money up, anyway, I walked in this house, and I said, it's a fucking, it's a mess, isn't it, like that, he's staying at the house as well, it's what they call cuckooing, that's what they call it now,
yeah.
Back then it was just saying, I'm staying with a punter,
yeah.
That's what it was, now they've got a professional term for it, the police.
Cuckooing, it sounds like a poncy, like
cuckoo, so, rocks up, he's fucking there with him, and I've gone to him, you've been on it, ain't you? He's gone. No. And he had, I could tell he had. I mean, he was the guy that was getting kicked in the balls by the he was beating the
that
judge to death.
Okay, yeah.
It was him, right?
Got some funny occupations this
yeah,
year. Yeah,
so I'm going to. Yeah, but I had him working for me. He was alright, he was good at what he'd done. And he was going, no, I ain't touched nothing. I said, you best not, you can't. I said, because like, all the money you're making, you're just going to fucking skate your arm, you say, can. He said, no, I would never touch it anyway. I went to the toilet, goes in this fucking room like that, and I looked and there's a dark, like a room next to it, and I looked like that, I could see something, like a shadow in there, and I was like, what the fuck, and I was like, go on, I've got my torch out, I'm in Nokia 3310, like that, and I've gone, it was a girl, she was about fucking 8 or 9, and I've gone, are you alright? And she went, yeah, I'm alright, and I went, well, what are you doing here? Oh, that's my mum and dad in there. I went, what? And she went, yeah, it's one. And she sat in the fucking dark. There was no light switch or anything. On the fucking shit. A fucking mess it was, right? And just panic come over me, like, and fucking guilt. And I've just gone and I've given her about fucking 100, 200 quid. I've given his kid 100, 200 quid. And I've fucking grabbed that little 100, cunt.
100,
200 quid, something like that. I don't know, mate. I'll check with my accountant, yeah? Right? And I've gone out and I've given his money. And I've fucking, I've walked around, I've got my mate on. And I went, you will never serve up here again, you cunt. And I felt guilt over it, and I stopped selling the brown over that. I'll call this cunt Baloo because he's a big fat cunt, right?
Baloo
the bear, Jagabut.
Oh.
I'm out with him once, and he's gone to me. We're in a pub, we're all pissed off. We're all pissed off. It's the worst. I didn't need the extra money. He's gone to me. I've got a tax. And I've gone, what? He's gone, oh no, there's a couple of key. We can have it right now. And I've gone, Connor, yeah. Goes up this house, right? It's like something out of one of the Carry On films, right? We get to, there's this house, right? So this house here. There's three of us. The four of us, it was. So
he loves a bumper.
He knocks on the door. They open the door. He goes in. They shut the door, right? So the three of us stand inside going, what the fuck?
And he's you can hear him in there on his
shouting. Own. He's whacking me. Next minute, some guys jumped out of the second floor window onto the ground and ran off. My other mate chased him. I'm stood there banging on the window going to my mate, open the fucking door, right? So he's beating me up. He opens up the door. I walked in. And he goes, you're a fit cunt, I goes here, right? So then this guy's here, he's going, there's nothing here. And he's there still, just Buffalo's hitting him like that, right? And I goes, stop hitting him, you. Leave a guy alone, I've gone. I go, mate, where's all your stuff? He goes, there's nothing here. So I picks up a phone charger and I goes, look, mate. I go, wallop, I've hit him with it. I went, it's the first and last time I'm going to hit you with that. The next thing's probably going to be that knife. So I walked up and picked his knife up. I went, where's all the stuff? He goes, it's over there, mate. It's over there. He's there battering him. He's going, there's nothing here. He didn't give a fuck. But it's all a psychology thing, isn't it? So we walked away with about fucking about a box, I think. So we walked away with that, right? But then another time, he's rung me. He always catches me when I'm in a pub with him. And he goes, come with me quickly. Because he knows I'm a game gun. So another time, we turned up at this fucking house, right? And we're there, and he's going, they've got boxes and boxes in here. He goes, look, leave it to me to do all the talking.
How does he know?
All right. No, because I know the guy whose stuff it was.
Is it Brown or Sniff, by the way?
Sniff, right? It's this own guy, he's got his own work. He's brother-in-law who's dating his sister,
right.
But he owes him money. But he's going, fuck it, go on, I'll take it off him, and then I'll still get it off him. this is how corrupt that is, right? So we go round in his house, right? So someone opens up his flat, and we get in the flat, right? And we're at our door, and I've got my hand over the thing like that. He's ringing it. Anyway, it's Farrell answers the phone. He goes in with a fucking note to her throat. She's only fucking pregnant, isn't she? I'm going.
Heaven.
Oh no, I'm going to the mate, he's there. He's going, cut him on the face and go, where's your fucking.
You are, mate,
he's cut him on the face, he's going, where's the fucking stuff? I'm going, oh, I'm out of here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He come to me one day, he's going, please just give me work, blah, 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 and I went,
no.
Right, yeah, that's the immediate answer that anyone would, right? But me, I've got a soft heart for him because I've known him a long time, so I says, look, I'll put you somewhere, I'll give you a line, I'll give you a phone. It was in fucking Burnham-on-Sea, right? Puts him up there, right, with the two other lads, and they're up there grafting, right? He's got 9 ounces of brown, right? He's got rid of it in a day and a half. He's rung me. I can hear he's partying. He's in some club or something. He's going, I've got rid of it all. We need a reload tomorrow. So I'll send someone up. Don't worry about it. And I'm thinking, everything's ticking in my head. Then thinking, he's in a club.
What's he spending? Yeah.
He's fucking with bottles of champagne with the money like that. I'm thinking, a cunt. So I think, right, I'll get this cunt. So I flies up past the next morning and goes to this caravan. Bearing in mind, I'm paying for this caravan for him all to stay in. Like, it's like a proper setup. So he's got no outlay, just to get his own food. That's it, right? So I picks him up and he's going, oh, gets him in the motor. Well, fuck it, I had a Range Rover at the time, actually. So driving up to fucking Liverpool out of him in the car, and I goes, oh, well, where's the money then? It was him and this other little kid in the car who was a Scouser, and I goes, well, where's the money then? And he goes, oh, well, there was a bit of a problem. I said, what do you mean a bit of a problem? He goes, well, the gear and what it was supposed to be, you know, and they don't want to pay for it. I said, but why are you giving it on check in the first place, you can? He's gone, oh, well, you know, no, no, right? And I say, silent, mate, the whole way up. Anyway, gets up there, or leaves him with this young kid called Danny, because he was the graph for me and my other mate. So leaves him with Danny anyway. I fucking will see this guy about something, and I travel all the way home. And then when you come into Plymouth, there's these, you got a ski slope. It's like when you come
it's
in,
home,
you see
yeah,
the ski,
you
see the ski slope, or you see Sainsbury's, which is like the big, like
yeah.
curved, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as I'm coming down there in my motor, he's fucking ringing me, isn't he? And I goes, hello? He goes, all right, where are you? He goes, I've been fucking waiting hours. I went, well, I've just pulled into Plymouth, where are you? He goes, what's in fucking Liverpool? I went, oh, you're fuck getting home, aren't you? He goes, well, I got any money? I said, well, that's my fucking money, you silly cunt. He goes, oh, I'll have to ring my mum's so I can get home. I said, I'll fucking strangle your mum, you cunt, if you don't give me more money. And I just lost it on the phone.
Oh, what a cunt.
You were saying that the army and prison not too dissimilar, basically, is what you're saying?
They're not. The army and prison are exactly the fucking same. Right, you've got routine, you know what you're doing, when you're doing.
Except one you're getting paid for.
Yeah. When you get paid for, not very much. You get paid for being in jail, you get a job in jail, you get paid for it. You know, it's only £12 max a week, 15 maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it fluctuates. But it's exactly the same. Like, every soldier I've ever met in army doesn't give in prison. Never gives a fuck, because unless they're a smackhead,
But when they're like me, like a normal-ish, they don't give a fuck because you've got routine. You know what you're doing every day. And it's just like being, it's another day. There's thousands of soldiers in jail. The release program's shit. It's shit. When you get out of resettlement, it's dog shit for people. They turn into drugs, they turn into drink, because there isn't a support for people. But mental health, I suffer from mental health bad. Like, bad. Like, I've got fucking PTSD. At the end of the day, I've probably struggled with it for 15 years. But.
And that's because of the shit you've seen in
It fucked you up in that. Yeah. But. Everybody can get better some way or another. Like, I've tried all the medication, it did not work for me. It made me fucking worse, made me depressed. Like, taking medication. Oh, I'm like a fucking. I couldn't string a sentence together. Like, I'm a chatty person. Yeah. Fucking taking medication, not for me. Drinking's not for me with it, if I'm feeling down, because it magnifies it. Drugs ain't the thing for it. But it's a fucking. I'm not saying anyone's weak for taking help and medication. When you find your own way of dealing with it, other people do deal with it by having the medication and things like that. Me, it doesn't work for me. I've got my own coping mechanisms, how I deal with it. Like, now, my missus knows that once a year I'll turn into a fucking absolute oddball for like a week of a year. Yeah. 52 weeks ain't that bad.
Any idea what brings that on? Can you tell when it's coming?
Yeah, it's like a dark day just comes over me, you know, like. I know I don't have no tolerance for nothing or nobody, work, nothing.
Going back to what you were saying earlier, do you reckon it's a buzz that you get from being in fucking war that basically when you're out of it, you're like, what's the next buzz? Is there an element of that?
I think for me there was, yeah, massively there was, because I needed something, if you know what I mean? I wanted to be part of something, like a camaraderie.
It's like a brotherhood.
What's the word? Fucking. Yeah, look a brotherhood, but what's
camaraderie.
The word? Maybe camaraderie. Camaraderie, that's the word. I can never say it unless someone else says it.
Hey, comrade.
Camaraderie. That's I said it the other day to my missus, I goes, it's all part of the camaraderie ship. And she goes, what are you going on about?
No, that's
exactly camaraderie, right. Because another word maybe is even identity. It's like, because if you know me, yeah. Like, I am a soldier, I know what I am.
Like, you'll probably agree with me, every ex soldier you ever meet in jail is usually organised, tidy. Yeah. Things like that, unless they're a smackhead. Most of them turn to crime, organised crime, like what's happening, like with drugs and that, because you're part of something, you're like a gang, you're like a unit.
Also,
we're a team.
Like selling drugs lends itself well to the army. Like, you've got to be fucking organised, you've got to send it down there, you've got to keep eye out for whoever.
But then, I'll put this in another thing. The Irish guy, we know, he was one of my codees on one of my charges, right? And he was on like his third offence, right? Everyone else was going guilty.
He got slammed.
It's a conspiracy. If one person goes guilty, it means something's happened, so it means you're all guilty.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he's on his third offence, third conspiracy sentence, third time. He's done two separate sentences, right? His third one, I spoke to him and he come and see me and he's gone, yeah, I'm going not guilty. My brief record's a buzz case. I'm going, what in sack of your brief are you going? Like, what is up with you?
His missus was ill or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I'll know her as well. But then she's fucked off with all his paintings he had, because he had shitloads of paintings. Yeah. Like, you know, the famous artist from, fucking Lenkovich? She fucked off, mate. She done him out of everything he had. But the thing with him, he wouldn't listen. He was going, my brief's telling me I'm going to bust gays. I'm going, you're not. Everyone's gone guilty. Everyone on this conspiracy is gone guilty. You're the only one that's not. And he got, I think it was 22 he got. But if you go guilty on the beginning of a trial, a sentence, like when you put your plea in, if you go guilty straight away, you get a third off. You get 33% off your sentence.
Like, massive, mate. It's a massive gamble, though.
33%. I was going not guilty all the way, right? I'll tell you now, the only reason I went guilty, right, was they couldn't place me anywhere. They couldn't link a phone number to me. Do you know, they linked me with a phone number. This is why I take my hat off to them, because the cunts are clever, right? They couldn't link a phone to me. Yeah, they have photos of me in my flat, but that's nothing. How they got me is they went, we believe this is the pirate's phone number because we've got photos with him of these two phone numbers that are linked to the organised crime group, and we've got photos of him with these two women. One of the bros got pulled up one day, she's ringing me going, what the fuck are you involved in? She was Swedish, she was married, she was a married bird I was banging, she was, fuck, I'll show you a photo.
Oh, Crime Club, Jack Beaumont, you naughty boy.
in Exeter Jail. They say, what's got 100 legs and 2 teeth? And they say, the methadone kit. And when I was away, there's loads of lads who've done loads of jail from up north, and they said that's the first time they've ever had that joke in that jail, because it's how like on their ass it was, how like poor and whatever it was. In prison, there's loads of people that it's like mental health, they should not fucking be there. Like, right, they might have committed some sort of crime, might have been bullied or whatever, but like, for whatever reason, they're in jail. And one of these fellows who was in there, yeah, his name was Fazy or something. He would never come out of his cell, but what he would do at like 3-4 in the morning, he would kick his cell door. And for anyone that stands there, like, kicking your door is fucking, it echoes, and it's like
only New Year's Eve is acceptable.
Yeah, no, New Year's Eve, when the football's on, when Phil Mitchell got shot in EastEnders, when everyone does it, it fucking is loud, isn't it?
You say that, my little girl, I keep calling her Phil all the time, she's got a little strand of hair. It was always Phil Mitchell, just my little girl. And she goes, hey, stop calling her that. I said, but she looks like him.
So yeah, look, anything like that, and it rattled big there. He would be like 3 o'clock in the morning, boom, boom, boom. This is Sparta! Like that.
Because he was a
nutter. Yeah, so he's fucking off key, mate. And basically, he'd keep everyone up all night, and he wouldn't ever come out of his cell. And he used to fucking cut his leg with a razor. You get these orange bits in prison, and you can pop them open. You don't get anything remotely sharp. So it's useful for like cutting tobacco, like chicken, garlic, fucking anything. Anyway, he used to cut his leg and rub shit in his own leg so it'd get all infected and that. So he could get these mad meds.
Oh.
And then he would like
commodity though.
Yeah. It's whatever it was. Mate, I mean, it's probably antibiotics, probably don't even get fucked off that. And then he'd chuck like his fucking shitty towel on the floor and it would like layer up. So he had like a shit lasagna on his cell floor. And he was on the ones, which is the ground floor, and you could smell it. You could smell it by the fucking canteen, and everyone would be like disgusting. So they'd get people trying to hot water him through the crack in the door. So they'd get like a fucking boiling kettle of water in fairy liquid. Yeah, in fairy liquid bottle. They'd try and like aim and fucking squeeze it through his finger, try and get him like.
Hey, wrong is crime club. I wanna know if you did that crime.
I was dealing with a guy called Bry. And he was Gibaldi, and he was from up north. He brought me Yorkshire lad. He was right. I ended up in a cell with him, and chatting to him, and he goes, oh, says, well, why are you in then, bro? He goes, I'm a fisherman. He goes, oh, I live in Cornwall. He goes, I'll come back on weekend. He goes, and my missus was being all weird, and so was my best mate. He goes, and then I says to my missus, what the fuck's happened? In front of both of them, he said, I've gone, what the fuck's happened between you two? And she just blurted out, he raped me. And he goes, oh, I've battered him. He said, oh, I've hammered him. He said, I threw him in a car. He said, he weren't moving. He said, I've dropped him at his mum and dad's house and said, he needs to go to hospital, and drove off. Right? That's what happened. Anyway, boy gets nicked, gets sentenced for GBH or ABH, whatever it was. Getting to the end of his sentence, it brings in a new law, and it becomes like a case study then, doesn't it? Like, it becomes case
precedent.
Law. Yeah, oh, precedent. He was the first case for it. He got sentenced for, because the guy died.
Oh shit, I had
from the injuries.
Died. Yeah. Like 6-7 years later, died. So he was getting re-sentenced for murder then, right?
Hang on though, 7 years later.
Coming towards the end. Yeah,
coming
exactly,
towards the end of his sentence, right?
He's died from his injuries, but 7 years later. Can that still be tied to those injuries?
No, that's what it's a precedent.
So it's the first
case.
It's
the trial case. So then, that's happened. The parents of the victim have said, we don't want Brian to be persecuted anymore. We know he's remorseful. It was his best friend. We know she was lying.
Okay.
He would have done the same
thing. She was lying?
Yeah, she lied about the whole thing.
She obviously just
when he was in jail, he got a letter off her saying, ha ha, I fucked your best mate and you killed him. That's what she sent him.
Oh, fuck.
Mate, there's so many ruthless stories about what bears do to people in jail.
This guy, though, right, he sounded fucked by, right? He used to like tooting brown. I'm not about that, right? But he's going to be one day, I'll smoke the brown. He goes, do you mind if I do it in here? And I went, well, do it at the fucking window, though, you cunt. I said, you fucking sat there, do it. He went, no, I'll do it out the window, honestly. But he's a lovely guy, though, right? So he's there, and he's like, he's tooting on his foil out the window, like that, right? And I'm going, he's going. He's off his nut, and he goes to me, look, we got a tournament coming up at the gym. He goes, bet all your money on me on the tennis. And I goes, what? He goes, I'm telling you. He goes, people don't know how good I am at tennis. He goes, watch. And I went, boy, you're off your head. He's going, I ain't. He goes, look, I'll tell you a story. He goes, when I was at Swaleside, which is like a fucking big jail.
It's a naughty B-cat up here, it is in right? London.
And he said to
What's
me,
what's it called? Swaleside.
Yeah, and he said to me at the fucking Muslims, and they come up to him and they say, you are Jordan. And if you don't, he said, people are walking around with like, remember Zoo magazines? Zoo and Nuts?
Yeah.
He says, they walk around with them like, fall deep on them like fucking body armor because they say they say you're joining. If you say no, they'll shank you with a bog brush that's got all shit on it, because then when they stab you with it, you become infected then.
Yeah, so
you
can't clean I've had them toilet brushes, because it's like a handle and you then melt it, into a fucking like a sharp fucking pokey, like
but he said to me,
I know a few lads that went to Australia.
He said when I was up there, he said there was this Chinese cunt and every cunt thought he was good. He said, what no one knows is I used to fucking play for fucking Yorkshire. I got into the schoolboy finals before I got on the geary guns. Right, and I'm going, alright. So when it's come to the betting, on the wing, everyone takes bets now, right?
Like, anything. Like, mate, you bet on anything sick. See, this one fella, he smashed his missus' fucking head in with a rolling pin. Murdered her horribly. This fucking weird little gothic fella, Everyone was betting how long he gets, because that's what he did. 25 years, 20 years. There he is. Oh, he's going to bust case. All this, like, shower gel.
Bust case,
all this. But all this, So you take bets on anything. He ended up getting weighed off, like, fucking 30. Actually, no. He got a retrial, and then he got, like, 30 years.
Does the bet still stand, though, for the retrial?
Yeah.
It's Crime Club, you're fucking back to front.
Thanks to Pirate and Dodgy Dave, thanks to Ed Beaumont, thanks to you, and thanks to Jesus. Oh, and thanks to all the other guests this series. Volume 5 of Tarquin's Chronicles will be up on the Patreon this time next week. It'll cost you £3, and it joins Volume 4, which is already up there. Hit the link in the description to get your sexy mitts on it. You can also find a link to Crime Club's Instagram up there, and merch, and Twitter, and that. What else is there to say? I don't know. Probably that I hope to take less time with Series 6, and I hope you are happy. Feel free to get in touch. I love chatting to listeners. You're all well nice. All the very best from me, sweet listener. Bye bye. Bye 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 bye. Bye 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 bye. Bye 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 bye.
And I think it's gonna be a fucked up club. Wrong and telling tales of so much stuff. It's not the kind of club they have at home. Oh no, no, no. It's a crime club. Crime club, crime club, where the wrong is the fucked up tales.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.